The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on May 17th, 2008, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So, tonight, it is most auspicious gathering here in Vilnius, Lithuania. We will be studying from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, text number 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yad Yad Acharvati Shrestas. Tat tad evetaro jana, sayat pramanam kurute, lokas tad anuvartate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the people to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. And therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures, like the Manu Samhita and similar others, are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of the great devotees. And that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king, or the executive head of state, the father and the school teacher, are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, Krishna is making it crystal clear. As we say in English, Krishna is a saying, beat around the bush, which means to not be very clear about what you're saying. Krishna never beats around the bush. Krishna is very clearly. He is telling us exactly what we need to know to think exactly the way we should think, to speak exactly the way we should speak, and to act exactly the way we should act in all times, all places and circumstances. So what is the difficulty? We don't listen to Krishna enough, that's the problem. We listen to our senses instead. On the one side, Krishna is telling, do like this. On the other side, our senses are telling, do like that. And we're going back and forth, you see. Between Krishna Seva and Indriya Seva. Therefore, we're not tasting the full bliss of Krishna Bhakti. If we can become highly expert in the practice of Bhakti, then we can taste unlimited happiness at every minute. We have to learn how to ignore the demands of the senses. That is the key. Naprahirshyat priyang prapya nodvijat prapya cha priyam stirabhudir rasang mudo brahmavid brahmanistitaha bhayasvarsheshvasaktatma vindatyatmaniyat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. A person who does not rejoice when he obtains something pleasant, and who does not lament when he gets something unpleasant, who is unbewildered, who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Such an enlightened soul is not attracted to any kind of material sense gratification because he enjoys the pleasure within. In this way, the enlightened soul enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. Sukham akshayam ashnute. Ashnute means he enjoys, you see. He enjoys unlimited happiness. So this is where it's really at, as we used to say in the 60s. I don't know how to translate that one, but this is where the real nectar is. You have to learn how to not be carried away by the sensual demands. We have a very simple word for this type of person. He's called a Goswami. So that's just for the sannyasis, right? Not for us vanaprasthas, brahmacharis, and grihasthas, right? No. Everyone is meant to become Goswami. Goswami means he is the master of the senses. Master means he never allows the senses to dictate to him that you do this, you do that. The senses are rascals, you see. They will dictate, smoke this, drink this, have sex with that. So we have to be very expert at ignoring these rascal senses. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he has given a very nice program how to train up the senses, which are headed up by the mind. His program actually was just to train the leader up, you see. Once the mind is trained, then all the other senses will be okay. So what was his program for training up the mind? You know the shoe rack out there? In the morning, you go to the shoe rack and you grab a big, heavy shoe. You know? And you beat your mind 100 times. And in the evening, let the shoes take a break. And now it's time to go to the broom closet. A big, thick, heavy broom. You see. And I'll beat your mind with broomstick 100 times. Before you take rest. You see. So this is the program. Now you may say, that's a little brutal, come on. Isn't there some more gentle approach? Actually, there is a more gentle approach. If you find that's too heavy for you, then you can try the sweet approach by the Govinda Das. Vajahurei mana shrinandanandana abhayacharanara vinduti durlaba manava janama satsangi tarahe baba sindhude. My dear mind, just engage yourself in the service of that wonderful darling son of Nanda Maharaj, who's so beautiful, who's so powerful, who's so renounced, who's so knowledgeable, who's so amazing in all of his transcendental characteristics. Just absorb yourself in serving that amazing little boy who's the source of all existence. My dear mind. So that's the gentle approach, you see. There's the heavy approach and the gentle approach. Either one, whatever works for you. But somehow bring your mind under control, you see. Don't remain like a dog, you see, chasing the sensual desires. Become very much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Actually, once you get a taste for Krishna consciousness, these sensual desires will just disgust you. You know that prayer? Jamunacharya Almandru. Wonderful prayer. He was formerly king, and you know, in those days, kings, they had all kinds of sense pleasure. The finest foods, the softest cushions, and they had a whole harem of women for sex pleasure. They enjoy like anything. But this king, he became Vaishnava. He became completely transformed. And he gave this beautiful prayer. Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padarvinde Nava navarasa damanu yattarantu masit Tadhavadi bhattanari sangame smayamane Bhavati mukashushtu nishtivanam cha. He said that ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental living service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, getting what? Nava navarasa. Newer and newer tastes. Sweeter and sweeter nectar at every minute.
You see?
Ever since I have been admitted into this realm of Radha Krishna Seva, I am relishing it like anything. And if by chance the thought of having sex crosses my brain, because of my previous disqualifications, I become so disgusted that my lips curl with this taste. And I spit at the thought. So, this is not artificial renunciation. We are not artificial renouncers of the pleasures of the world. We are enjoying on a higher level, that's all. We pity the poor karmis. We feel sorry for these poor karmis. Here we are eating strawberry ice cream, you see. And they are feasting on stool and urine. Our Krishna Bhakti, it is like strawberry ice cream. Actually, the devotees in Riga made for me some strawberry ice cream. It was so good. And they made also in Kaunas strawberry ice cream. I don't know, because I'm giving this example in my lectures. I don't know. But I've been served here in the Baltic countries the most wonderful strawberry ice cream, you see. So Krishna consciousness is like them. So wonderful, so sweet, so delicious. And this illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. It is simply stool, that's all. If I gave you a bowl full of stool and a bowl full of strawberry ice cream, which would you like to eat? I know I'm being very graphic here, but we're still attached to sense gratification. What can I say? I have to cut through the hard knot in the heart. It's my duty on behalf of Prabhupada to cut through the hard knot in the heart. So this verse is very wonderful. Because it's pushing us all to become ideal Vaishnavas. In other words, being a neophyte is not good enough. It's okay to start off as a neophyte. Because that's where you have to start off. But do not remain neophyte. We are all meant to become acharyas. Aminanda Prabhu, were you in Mayapur when Papa gave that lecture about everyone, 10 million acharyas? Were you there for that lecture? I will tell the lecture, just in case you weren't there. I heard it on tape myself. I think it was 74, but or it could have been 73. But Prabhupada was explaining. You were there. If you were there, you know, I explain it, you remember it. But
at the Mayapur festival.
Yeah, Prabhupada told us in the Mayapur festival. He said, now we are 10,000. And then we will grow to 100,000. And then we will grow to 1 million. And then we will grow to 10 million. He said there will be no scarcity of acharyas. So actually each and every one of us, Prabhupada wants that you should become acharya. You see. That is your duty. Each and every one of us, we must become acharya. If we are Prabhupada Nuga, we must become acharya. This is our family business. Some families, they make baskets, you know. That's their family business. It's been passed down for generations. Some build houses, you know. Or some make wheelbarrows, you know. That's their family business. But our family business is to make acharyas. That is, every member of this family, their duty is to become acharya. I don't care if you're a man, I don't care if you're a woman, I don't care if you're grahastha, brahmachari, sannyasi, vranaprastha, whatever you may be, your duty is to become acharya. How do you think we're going to make the world Krishna conscious? If we ourselves are not acharyas, it will never happen. Krishna says, if there is an acharya, he influences the whole world to become Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada reconfirmed this point in his purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is one of the most amazing purports you will ever read of Prabhupada. In this purport he says this, that if a devotee will chant the holy name of the Lord without any offense, he becomes Jagad Guru. And under his influence the entire world will take up chanting Krishna's name. So, does Prabhupada want us to chant without offense? Or would he prefer that we chant offense with offense so we can stay humble? No, actually, if you become a pure chanter, you'll become even more humble. Some devotees have this philosophy that, well, you know, I don't want to get too strict in my sadhana because then I'll get puffed up. So it's better that I'm a little loose, you know, I don't come to Mangal Arati, I don't chant all my rounds all the time, I break a few principles here and there, just so I can stay humble and not get proud, you see. This is completely bogus philosophy. One should strictly follow the principles. Actually, we see that those who are pure in bhakti, they become very humble. This morning we studied the wonderful example of Prithu Maharaj, who was blessed with the darshan of the four kumaras. Even though Prithu Maharaj was an ocean of pious qualities and previous pious activities, he was amazed, how is it possible that the four kumaras could come to see me? I'm totally unfit for such a darshan. So one who is actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, he feels himself completely unqualified and unfit for anything good. He feels that he is only worthy of being punished and kicked for all of his previous nonsense. And he is simply amazed how anything wonderful can come his way because he doesn't deserve it. So this is how Prithu Maharaj is feeling. How is it possible that I, the contaminated person that I am, could get the darshan of the four kumaras? How is it possible? So actually, the more we feel ourselves unqualified, that is our qualification. And in this connection, Srila Prabhupada describes Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami states that I am simply trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Even though I am completely unfit to do so. So Prabhupada explains this should be the attitude of every member of the Krishna consciousness movement. They should try to push forward this movement, but they should feel they're completely unqualified and unfit to do that. So one should never think that one is, now I am an acharya. But one should develop ideal qualities and characteristics in one behavior. This is what Srila Prabhupada wants. And this is what will make our movement a success. Individually we will be successful. And as a spiritual family that can attract the whole world to join us, we will be very successful also. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Maybe you can see in this connection about the example of Jananda Prabhu with disappearance days today.
Maybe you could tell something about Jayananda Prabhu.
Jayananda?
Yeah. Who is disappearance day today?
Oh, this is his disappearance day.
So maybe
talk about an acharya. Yes, he was an ideal Vaishnava acharya. Prabhupada certified that actually. By telling us that we should worship his disappearance day. So, I had little association with him. So I will tell my own personal experience. I was a young bhakta. I had come from Austin, Texas, as part of Vishnu Jan Maharaj's group to attend the Rath Yatra. I had never seen Prabhupada ever before. But I had already given my heart to Prabhupada because I heard all about him from Vishnu Jan Maharaj. Just seeing Vishnu Jan Maharaj convinced me that I should become a disciple of Prabhupada. And this is the person that I want to be like, you see, Vishnu Jan Maharaj. So, it was a great excitement. Prabhupada is coming today. We were there at the temple in the San Francisco on Mission Street, I think it was. So, they said, we need some devotees to work at the Rath Yatra site. So somehow I was there. I don't know if I volunteered or they volunteered me, but I was up there at the Rath Yatra site working with Jayananda, the final arrangements to get the carts ready, you know. I hadn't really got engaged yet. I was just kind of getting oriented to being there and seeing what I could do to help Jayananda get the things ready, you see. And I thought, well, this is a wonderful opportunity. It was a very enlivening thing to be there with Jayananda, you know, getting the carts ready for the big festival, you know. But then someone said, Prabhupada is arriving at the airport and there's a van leaving right now. Anybody who wants to come?
Kažkas iššūko, kad Prabhupada šiandien pat vyksta į aeroportą ir kas nori, gali vykti su mumis dabar.
So here I was obliged to help with the Ratri Yatra, but now Prabhupada's coming to the airport. So I just asked Jayananda, you know. Prabhu, do you think I can go see Prabhupada? So he's very merciful, even though he needs Ben to help him get his work done, you see. But he analyzed the whole scene to see how many he had there to help him. He said, yeah, you can go. So it was by the mercy of Sriman Jayananda Prabhu that I got my first darshan of Srila Prabhupada, actually. So I'm eternally indebted to Sriman Jayananda Prabhu for them. And then, of course, I remember seeing him, and after the festival, it was a wonderful festival. Prabhupada was very pleased with how he had organized it so nicely. And we spent a few days there, I remember. Actually, I think this is, well, I forget the chronology, but I remember, I think it was after the festival, But Jayananda was not, he was considered as a special devotee by everyone in that time. He wasn't sannyasi, but yet he was given great respect. I remember he was sitting, he was older than us also, a little older than us. I remember he would be sitting there in the hall and devotees would offer obeisances just while he was sitting there chanting his japa. So I remember the day we were leaving from San Francisco to go to Los Angeles. We were out there on the street getting into our vehicle to drive to Los Angeles. And who would be standing there but Jayananda Prabhu, you see. So I got down on the street and paid my obeisances to this great soul, you see. And he also got down on the street and paid them back to me. So that was actually the only contact I had with him. But I had heard he was a great personality and I revered him as a great personality. And he certainly was a great personality. We're eternally indebted to Sriman Jayananda Prabhu for showing how to celebrate Ratha Yatra in grand style. He put his whole heart and soul into the Ratha Yatra. For days, weeks, and even months, he lived and breathed Ratha Yatra. So, by his mercy, we have some we have these so many wonderful Ratha Yatras now going on in this country. Sriman Jayananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Any other questions? Yeah.
Where has Krishna hidden himself from my eyes? I can see him.
Krishna what?
Oh, there has Krishna hide himself from my eyes, from my sight, that I cannot see him.
Krishna has not hidden himself from you.
Krishna knows the necessity.
You've taken yourself away from Krishna. Because you wanted to be Krishna. You had a desire to be the Supreme. So Krishna did not take himself away from you. You took yourself away from Krishna. So now you have to get back. You have to kick out the desire to be the center of the universe. Make Krishna the center. And then he will reveal to you. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daivar hidayeshu viloko yanti yang shama shunyaramachint yoganasvarupam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. You have to purify yourself, Prabhu. You have to completely purify yourself of all the lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. And then you will see that Krishna was there the whole time. You'd simply close your eyes. He never hid himself from you. You had your eyes closed shut. That's all. Krishna never left you for a minute. But you closed, your eyes were clouded by lust, by anger, by greed, by madness, illusion, and envy. And that's why you did not see him. He never hid himself from you. You closed your eyes to him, that's all. So now you have to purify yourself. That's all. So spiritual master is there to help you. Therefore we pray, Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Spiritual master, he is forcing our eyes open with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore we offer our respectful obeisances unto him. So if you want to see Krishna, then you have to fully surrender yourself to your spiritual master. Allow him to remove the cataracts that are in your eyes. You see, by complete surrender to your spiritual master, you remove the dirt in your heart which is not allowing you to see Krishna, who's standing in front of you at every minute. Next question. Anyone else? All right.
You also are a spiritual master. May you help me in this regard.
I'm always willing. Who is your spiritual master? I'm his humble servant. I'll be very happy to help him and help him to in any way to deliver you from material world. He's my very dear godbrother. I love him very much. Any way I can assist him by helping you to advance, I'll be happy to do that. His duty is, he is the one who has taken the responsibility to deliver you, karmically speaking. So in any way I can help him to deliver you, I'll be very happy to do that.
May you bless him by for that. May you bless him somehow that his problem there finished.
Follow the instructions. The blessing is already there in the instructions. All you have to do is follow the instructions and you will get unlimited blessings. Sometimes people think, well, please bless me that I can have this and that. You see. They want to get blessings that without doing anything they will get the desired result. But actually the blessing is there in the forms of the order of the spiritual master. If you simply embrace those orders as your very life and soul, then you'll be unlimitedly blessed at every minute. Next question.
Could you please explain what is the difference between pure love of God and some just a simple attachment, like an ordinary attachment?
Material attachment? Actually, material attachment is simply a perverted reflection of love of God.
Iškreiptas,
actually, the reason you're attached to that thing, it is actually Krishna's energy. We have no business except to love Krishna, actually. Because that is our very nature. The fish is meant to be in the water. He has no other environment, actually. So, that same, just like when milk comes in contact with sour tamarind, it is transformed into yogurt. When that original love of Krishna comes in contact with the material mud of passion, it's transformed into lust. Lust means you're attached to things of this world for your own enjoyment. So you simply have to rise beyond the mode of passion by taking shelter of Krishna and Guru. They will train you how to utilize your attachments in such a way that you regain your original attachment to Krishna. If you're attached to eating, then offer your food to Krishna and take Krishna prasadam. If you're attached to money, then make a lot of money and support the Krishna consciousness movement. Whatever attachment you have in this world, offer that to Krishna. And then, by doing that, you will regain your original position of attachment to Krishna.
But how to do that? We offer the food for Krishna, then we want to eat that.
That's the neophyte level. That's better than not offering it at all. But then you should find out, what does Krishna like to eat? And you should offer that to Krishna. You see, that's a higher level.
But if you offer Krishna the food he likes, and then if nobody eats it, then how can you?
Oh, you will starve to death? You will starve yourself, you won't eat?
Offer Krishna food, for example, in 3 hours, and we eat only at 5, then food will get cold. So he states that we offer some stuff for Krishna at some hours.
Oh, you can heat it up, it's all right. You can heat it up for the devotees later on, it's okay.
It's not tasty enough like a fresh one.
There's no taste?
Like a fresh compared to the fresh
one. No, you must cook it very nicely for Krishna. Actually, what is the difficulty? You mean when it comes off the altar, there's nobody who wants it? I think devotees can enjoy prasadam 24 hours a day. What's the difficulty? Yes, Vishnu Priya Manaji.
He's saying thinking that after offering to Krishna, it becomes cold and it's not tasty. So then he has to develop his love for offering. He must make his offering with greater love. Then it won't become tasteless. That means he is not putting his devotion.
You have to add the ingredient of bhakti when you make the offering. You see, ordinary food, when it becomes old, it loses its flavor, you see. With Krishna Prasad, which is saturated with bhakti, it never loses its delicious quality. That's why in India, when people go on the pilgrimage, you see, like they go to Jagannath Puri, and then they return to their village. It takes many days to get back to their village. But then they bring the Jagannath Prasad back to their villages. And the villagers go wild over that Jagannath Prasad. Next question. Yeah.
Yesterday we were on Harinam and it was quite heavy rain. So
rain?
Heavy rain. It was heavy rain.
Heavy rain.
As we know, demigods are also
devotees.
They're also devotees.
Yeah. So how we should understand this situation, because it really disturbed devotional service.
So disturbed?
It
interrupted the Harinam?
Yeah.
Well, you're purifying the atmosphere in their way, and they're purifying the atmosphere in their way.
I translate the question. Sugadina nuotaikas, nuotaikas, buvo klausimas, kodėl taip įvyksta, kadangi jūs taip pat yra baktos. Ir mokytoja sako, kad jūs apalauti aplinką savo būdų, jie savo.
The actual understanding is given in Bhagavad Gita.
Ir tikras supratimas duotas Bhagavad Gita.
Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyo anasambhavaha jagat bhaviti parjanyo yagya karma samudbhavaha. All living bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from rains.
Ir visi kūnai, jų gyvybė priklauso nuo grūdų, kuriuos užaugina lietus.
Rains are produced by the performance of yagya, and yagya is born of duties.
Lietus gimsta iš aukų atlikimo, aukų atlikimas iš nurodytų pareigų.
So in the former times, it would rain only at night.
Taigi ankstesniais laikais lydavo tik tais naktį.
When everyone was performing yagya, the rain would not disturb the activities. It would come in when everybody was sleeping at night. But because we become very sinful, now it rains too much, it rains at the wrong time, it doesn't rain enough, it's all out of balance. So, by your Harinam Sankirtan, you're helping to transform the atmosphere of this planet so that the rain will come back to its proper balance. It's not because of your Harinam that it rains. It's because the other people are not doing Harinam. The rain came at the wrong time. You simply have to get more people out on Harinam. And then Indra will reciprocate by sending the rain only at the proper time and the right amount. Next question. Yeah.
We have noticed that
when
you read Srimad Bhagavatam in Kaunas, every time sun starts to shine. How is it?
He says every time I give Bhagavatam class in Kaunas, the sun shines. It's actually a wonderful arrangement because the way the Vyasa san is located and the window is located, the sun shines right on the Bhagavatam. It's so wonderful. It reminds me of that wonderful shloka. Krishna sadamo pagate dharma gyanindi visaha. What is it? Kalo nashta drisham meka pura narkardano ditaha. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun. And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali, they shall get light from this Purana. So, if we speak the Bhagavatam with great feeling and devotion, begging the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we can purely speak it according to his pleasure, you see, then the whole world will become illuminated with transcendental knowledge. People will get relief from the horrible Kali Yuga. So that is our mission. We want to introduce this Bhagavad culture to every person on this planet. So if Surya Dev is reciprocating with our Bhagavatam classes in Kaunas, that is very nice. By every morning shining the sunshine right on the Bhagavatam is very nice. Any other questions? Yeah.
Thank you. Give the example of a plate of strawberry ice cream and a plate of stew.
Mm-hmm.
Although we have been given a plate of strawberry ice cream, sometimes we see some of us go for the plate of stew rather than the strawberry ice cream. Why is that?
Poor fund of knowledge. It's the deluding potency of Srimati Maya Devi, who in their rightful mind would take stool over strawberry ice cream. But that same thing happened to Indra Dev himself. Can you imagine what kind of strawberry ice cream they have in Indraloka? But yet he preferred eating the stool as a hog. He was cursed by some sage to become a hog, and he became completely addicted to eating stool, you see. The demigods came, Indra, come back, you're the king of heaven, what are you doing here in the eating stool? He said, no, this is delicious. What are you talking about, king of heaven? It was only when he saw that the farmer was getting ready to slaughter him that he came to his senses. So these people, they don't realize they're going to die. Therefore, they don't come to their senses. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhisthira rightfully states in this connection, Ahani ahani bhutani ganchantiyala malayam shesha stavram ichchami kimvashayam atahapanam. At every minute, countless numbers of living entities are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj. But those who are remaining here are thinking, not me. I will live forever. I've got my insurance policy. I've got my insurance policy. Got my house. I've got my chaste, faithful wife. I have my dedicated kids. I have my bank balance. I have my Mercedes Benz. No problem. You see. I have a very good doctor also. But Maharaj Yudhishthira says, Kim Ascharya Matahapadam, there is nothing more amazing than this. So that is the deluding potency of Maya. They do not realize that death can come at any minute and pull them out of this material existence. They don't even realize there's a transcendental existence. Therefore, their enjoyment propensity is connected, instead of with the supreme enjoyment of serving Krishna, their enjoyment propensity is completely entangled in the modes of material nature. Isn't it a pity? It's a horrible thing. These people are so deluded. Therefore, the Vaishnava Acharyas, their hearts are bleeding out of compassion for these people. That somehow they must be saved. Therefore, we must preach this Krishna Consciousness movement and save these poor souls. Yes. So what about those persons who have already been enlightened with Krishna conscious knowledge? But still they want to eat stool. What about them? There is a word for them in Sanskrit. And perhaps you know this word. Vantasi. Do you know what that is, the meaning of vantasi? Vomit eater. Someone who vomits, who throws up and then makes his spoon and eats his own vomit. One who takes to Krishna consciousness. Understanding that Krishna consciousness is the perfection of existence, but still engages in illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. They are a vomit eater. Vantasi. You see how strong is Maya. We've seen in our movement many big leaders, they became vomit eaters. How strong is the deluding potency of Maya?
The Prabhupada
says, is it Maya or is it the purpose of their life? Which is
purpose of their life?
Yeah, the purpose.
Purpose of our life is to surrender to Krishna.
Yes.
That's why we exist. We love Krishna. Yeah.
So that means
the
purpose is not strong.
Yes. Maharaji has reminded me. This is my wife, Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi, by the way. So I remember she reminded me of a wonderful time I had in Prabhupada's presence back in 1972 in New Vrindavan. In that time there was no Mayapur project. It was just we would gather every year in New Vrindavan. All the devotees would go to New Vrindavan. So I had come from Gainesville, Florida to attend that wonderful event in New Vrindavan. And one hippie boy from Gainesville who also came to attend, he asked Prabhupada a question. He said, if our purpose is to go back to home, back to Godhead, then why is Maya so strong? In other words, he couldn't figure out, if we're supposed to go back to Godhead, then why is Maya so strong? We were all wondering, how will Prabhupada answer this one? Prabhupada was so expert in it, succinctly and poetically and powerfully answering any question you could ever ask him. So he simply said this, because your purpose is not strong. So, if we are not fixed in our determination to go back to Godhead, then we'll become reattracted again by this material nature. That's a fact. So therefore we must become dridha vrata. Very, very, very fixed in our determination. I must become the pure devotee. Any other questions?
In connection with this, if, for example, we see a devotee picking up not the iceberg, strawberry.
Doing what?
If we see that devotee chooses the not
the other cup.
The stool?
Yeah.
Not the
How can we help him?
Bring him a plate of strawberry ice cream.
But if he chooses not, yeah.
Huh.
He
won't take it even if you bring it to him?
In continuation, for example...
I have the answer.
In continuation with this, as it is said, but for example, to get Baba Bhakti, one can only by the mercy of, for example, by Krishna's glance, by... Krishna's favorable thinking or devotee's favorable thinking. So, for example, in this connection, how can we help?
Yes, it's very simple, Prabhu. You must become so highly qualified in your own Krishna consciousness that just by their association they will get it also. Physician, heal thyself. You become pure. You want others to become pure? Now you show the way by your example. That's what we're reading in this verse tonight. If you want others to become proper, you become the ideal example. That's all. You pray to Krishna and Guru that you can become completely pure devotee. And then you can make so many pure devotees just by your association. Next question. Yeah, but you know. Any other questions or time for me to go back to Kanav? Okay.
So you're going around the world and preaching, mm-hmm. and he wants to ask, how does the movement of Srila Prabhupada, does it expand, or how does it?
Yeah, it's expanding very nicely. It's growing like wildfire all over the world. It's growing like a wildfire, the grass fire, you know. Actually, this movement will take over the whole world eventually. This is the beginning of a worldwide spiritual revolution, actually. It is predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Satsjana durjana pangu jadda andakana premavanya yadu baila jagatera jana. This Krishna consciousness movement, it is a prem tsunami. And it will sweep the entire world and drown everyone. They may be Satsjana, pious man. They might be Durjana, an impious man, you see. Or Jadda, Andagana, Prem, lame, invalid, or blind, it doesn't matter.
nesvarbu, ar jis luošas, ar aklas.
Jagatera jana, every man throughout the, every person throughout the entire universe will become drowned in this prema tsunami, prema vanyaya.
Ir visi iš kiekvienas minybės šiame pasaulyje bus paskandinta.
So I can tell you as I travel all over the world and see what's going on in ISKCON.
Aš galiu jums paliudyti, kadangi keliau aplink pasaulyje.
I'm becoming more and more excited.
Kad aš vis tampu vis labiau ir labiau įsikvėpęs.
In fact, I'm so optimistic. That I'm begging Krishna that if he will allow me to live long enough to see all the high court judges wearing tilak. I know it may be a foolish prayer, but you know. But I can always ask. Krishna can answer my prayer or he cannot. That's his choice. But from my side, I'm begging Krishna, my dear Lord, please let me live long enough to see all the high court judges on this entire planet wearing Vaishnava tilak and reading Prabhupada books. Any other questions?
Yeah. I would like to ask about who is Mayavadi teacher or who is not Mayavadi teacher. For example, when our guru in India who are teaching about impersonal aspect of God, that is the light and it's eternal love and it's Satchitananda, but they too are praying for personal aspect of God and playing bhajans for Narayana, for Ramachandra, for Krishna. And
see, Mayavadis, they can also sing, they also worship Krishna.
Yeah.
You know why they sometimes worship Krishna? To merge into Brahman. Do you believe it? I know it's a fact. I used to be a Mayavadi myself. I actually was. I'm telling you the truth. The first time I went to the temple at 518 Frederick Street in San Francisco. The second temple in ISKCON was 518 Frederick Street in Haight-Ashbury, San Francisco. So I walked into that temple. And I was a Mayavadi. See, I've been reading all the Mayavadi books. So I thought that I was Krishna. So I was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And some Brahmacharini came up to me and said, oh, you're chanting so nicely. And I was laughing, if she only knew that I am Krishna. So the Mayavadis do chant Hare Krishna. I know, because I was a Mayavadi, you chant Hare Krishna. And they think that they are Krishna. So that chanting will not take them to love of God, you see. Lord Chaitanya says, Mayavadi hoi aparadhi. Mayavadi, they are simply offenders, you see. Luckily, Maya Devi gave me a really hard time after them. For 2 years I suffered like anything, to where I was down on my knees begging God to save me and tell me how to be His perfect servant. And when I was humbled that way by the kicks of Maya Devi, His Holiness Vishnu Jan Maharaj came and made me a devotee. Completely purified me by this wonderful teachings of Prabhupada, completely purified me of all that Mayavadi nonsense. So our time is actually running short. Is there any for prasadam for distribution? Anybody who didn't?
Yes.
Are you?